Well, we get started with the second half of our twin bill, the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs, Great Plains Athletic Conference play. And we start off, as we do most pregame shows, by visiting with the coach, Ross Dalma. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs meeting up for the second time this season. And for the Dort College Defenders, the capper to a busy week at Hastings Monday, at Dakota Wesleyan Wednesday. They squeaked out a couple of victories, and the first comment I made to the coach was, this time of the year, it doesn't matter so much how you get them. It's just a matter of getting them, and they've gotten two big ones this week.
You wanted.
Right. I thought, Monday night, we did a good job in the second half of coming out and just maybe changing some things up defensively. And I thought our guys did a good job of just finding a way to win. And I think that held true on Wednesday night especially. It was a very physical game. Thought we were a little leg weary from the game on Monday night and the long trip back home. But the guys really, I thought, played tough. And that was a good sign. And then, we've had a light practice on Thursday. Friday, really focus in on Concordia. And then hopefully today we were sharp.
Concordia team that you went to overtime with back in early January. What kind of team are they for those who don't follow GPAC basketball that closely?
Yeah, they're a team, Mike, that really works out of a lot of 1-4 high sets offensively and really likes to grind the ball into the post. They have a great post player in Porter Bertel, just outstanding player. And they really utilize the arc. They really take a lot of three-point shots. They don't necessarily push hard in transition, but they use a lot of screen action to get their shooters some shots in the half-court set.
Kyle Lindberg heard on Wednesday night his status for this weekend and then going forward.
Yeah, Kyle, he's making progress, but not good enough to play this Saturday. But fortunately, we don't have a game on Wednesday of next week, so that'll give us some time to get him healed up, and we are optimistic that he'll be able to play next Saturday at Doan.
Back to Concordia, what did you do well when you played them back in January? They seem like a type of team that, seeing as how you played them just a month ago, they probably haven't changed as much as some of these teams that there's been a larger window in between games.
Right. I think first off, when you think of the Concordia game about a month ago, Kyle Lindbergh's best game of the year. I think he had 22 points and nearly 10 rebounds. He was kind of the X factor for us. He was the one player they had a hard time matching up with, and if you remember, Mike, he scored a number of baskets to force the game into overtime where we just went to him repeatedly. And not having him today is something that obviously is a concern for us. I think that matchup is going to be important. We'll probably utilize Chris and Jordan a little bit more together today. But as far as what they're doing, they're pretty much the same team. They run a few different sets, but by and large, they're a strict man-to-man team on the defensive end of the floor, and offensively, they're just going to try to really get the ball inside to Bertel.
Your team, tell me a little bit about, you talked a little bit about Thursday taking it light, but third game in a week, push towards the end of the year. How do you change your approach with that scenario?
Well, we don't really do a whole lot of things differently. This is a pretty mature group. They understand, what's at stake here with the game against Concordia, and I think they're very focused and determined. And it was important for us, I think, to really back off hard on practice Thursday. Friday, we really had to focus in on some things we wanted to do well against Concordia. And I think our guys are really determined to play well here. We've been very fortunate with the crowds that we've had at DeWitt, and we asked after the Wednesday night game to come out in good numbers and really give our team a spark, and we hope that's the case.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's Coach Ross Dalma talking about tonight's matchup and a near-capacity crowd on hand yet again for the last regular season home game. The Dort College Defenders on the road next week at Doan, but for the Defenders, this will be the final home game of the regular season. And once again, the DeWitt Gymnasium filled up nearly to capacity, still a few seats. We aren't locking doors or anything like that, but if you are planning on coming to today's contest, you may want to get here sooner rather than later. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look then at the matchup between these two teams. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 24-3 mark. They stand 15-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And for the Dort College Defenders, they can clinch things here. They can wrap up the regular season conference title, at least a share of it, if they get a victory here this afternoon. They don't need any help to accomplish that fact or that feat. The Dort College Defenders would need some help to clinch it outright today. They would need a win coupled with a Briarcliff loss. And the Briarcliff Chargers playing at Morningside today. So we will see if that ends up coming to fruition as this afternoon's contest plays out in front of us. Obviously a long ways to go before we talk about that, and Concordia will definitely want to have something to say about that as well. The Concordia men come in 12-14 overall, 6-11 in the GPAC, averaging 72.7 points per game. They're topped by Porter Bertel, 17.7 points per game. He gets a team-high 8.6 rebounds per contest as well. And Brian Towner and Bo Smith have 11.8 and 11.5 points per game averages as well. For the Dort College men, they are 24-3, 15-3. They're averaging 83 points per game, giving up 70.4 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff leads them with 15.4 points per game. 1,000-point club member also has 54 assists this season with 24 steals. Jordan Vogel's knocking down 13.6 points per game and takes in 6.6 rebounds and is making 58.2% of his shots from the field, and he has blocked 30 shots. Cliff Warner scores 13.2 points per game and has 121 assists through 27 games, and he has 41 steals. Chris Sievers is scoring 10.7 points per game and has a team-high 62.9 points per game, 62.9% shooting success. Austin Koch, he's averages 10 points per game. He also has 43 three-point shots. Cliff Warner has a team-high 68 three-point shots. These two teams went to overtime the last time they played in Seward, Nebraska. Concordia men. The Concordia men forced Dort College into overtime before the defenders prevailed 87-83. That was after it was tied 77-77 at the end of regulation. Kyle Lindberg, who's unavailable due to an ankle injury today, had 22 points and 5 rebounds. Jordan Vogel had 20 points and 10 rebounds. Trevor Walterstorff had 15 points and 8 rebounds with 5 assists. Cliff Warner handed out 13 assists with 11 points. Concordia's Porter Bertel had 23 points and 13 rebounds. Barrett Braun scored 19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Last time out, Concordia dug themselves an early hole, got down 43-30 at Briarcliff on Wednesday. Took the lead late in the game, but Briarcliff was able to rally in the closing minutes and win 71-65. Tyler Bird had 15 points. Haywood and Bertel had 12 points each. Bertel also had 7 rebounds. The Dort women got behind the defender men outscored Dakota Wesleyan 12-1 in the final 4 minutes of the game on Wednesday night to get a 61-58 win at the Corn Palace. Dort College was led by Chris Sievers with 15 points. He had 7 rebounds. Trevor Walterstorff had 14 points and 9 rebounds. Austin Kachi added 9 points in that win for the Dort College defenders. Right now we are having 3,000-point club members recognized for their achievements at Dort College. They are Michael Eakoff, Logan Kingma, and Eric Van Manen. All three of them will be participating in the alumni versus men's junior varsity basketball game as well later on today. So lots of points represented. Eakoff with over 1,300, Logan Kingma with over 1,500, Eric Van Manen with over 1,000. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here is our national anthem performed by the Dort College Pep Band. Here then is your starting lineup for tonight's basketball game for the Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldogs. First of all, for the Bulldogs, it'll be number 14, Tyler Bird, a 6-foot senior from Bennington, Nebraska, averaging 7.2 points per game. Joel Haywood is a 6'3 freshman from Lakewood, Colorado, averaging 9.8 points per game. Number 32 is Barrett Braun, a 6'4 senior from Lakeside, California, averaging 7.5 points per contest. Bo Smith is a 6'4 junior from McKinney, Texas, averaging 11.5 points per game. And Porter Bertel is a 6'6 junior from Madison, Nebraska, averaging 17.7 points per game. Concordia is coached by Grant Schmidt. For the Dort College Defenders, Cliff Warner is a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 13.2 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 10 points per game. Number 11, T.J. Malone, also in the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders. He's a 5'10 senior from Chicago, Illinois. Jordan Vogel's a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.6 points per game. And Trevor Waltersdorf is a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 15.4 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with the opening tip right after that. Opening tip is up and controlled by the Concordia Bulldogs, and the Dort College Defenders will play defense. Haywood will bring the basketball up. Concordia with the basketball. They go over to Taylor Bird. Tyler Bird with it on the left wing. Concordia with the basketball. They feed it up front. Haywood. Haywood gets a ball screen from Bertel. Kick it into the right corner. Concordia with the basketball. They lost it. Picked up. Mid-range jumper on the way is good for the Bulldogs. And number 34, Bo Smith. So Smith takes the lid off of the bucket for the Bulldogs. Bo Smith with the two-point basket. Dort College, Vogel, turnaround on the hook shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. So Concordia out to a 2-0 lead. They have the basketball. Dort College trailing at 2-0. With it in the front court is Haywood. Haywood passes off to Bird. Bird with the ball. Bird with it on the wing. Bird passes left side over to Barrett Braun. Braun with the basketball looking down low for Bertel. They're still looking down low for Bertel. They get it underneath Bertel, and he loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 2-0 our score. Bo Smith getting a bucket on the other end for the Bulldogs to start the contest. Now Dort College will bring it up. Into the front court with the basketball is Cliff Warner. Warner on the right wing. Warner looking, still looking. Looking down low, they get it Vogel. Vogel kick out back over to Cliff. Cliff gets a ball screen, slips it off to Vogel. Vogel layup, good. Jordan Vogel with the two-point basket off the assist from Warner off the pick and roll play. And the Dort College defenders tied up at 2-2. Into the front court is Bird. Bird with the basketball guarded there by Malone. T.J. Malone getting the start this afternoon. Ball's loose, picked up by Malone. Malone with the basketball. Malone gets it off Warner. Warner over to Walterstorff. Trailer, Kachi, Kachi, three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Bo Smith. Dort College with an opportunity there to go up, but they miss the three-point shot. Tyler Bird with the basketball guarded by Malone. He passes right side over to Bo Smith. Smith with it on the wing. He comes back over to Haywood. Haywood will put it on the floor. Ducks inside. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Warner off the deflection. Dort College out and running. Warner into the front court. Left side Malone. Malone in the corner. Gives it back over to Malone or to Warner. Warner down low Vogel. Vogel against Bertel. His shot no good. There for the tap in though is Waltersdorf, and he's called for a foul. Foul's going to go on Trevor Waltersdorf. So we stay tied at 2-2. Tyler Waltersdorf checks into the ballgame. T.J. Malone checks out after 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Pretty good defense on the Concordia Bulldogs and Tyler Bird. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. Concordia with the basketball. Bringing it up is Haywood. 2-2 our score, 17-40. Haywood passes left side over to Smith. Smith with the basketball, Bertel. Bertel with it out front. Bertel to Bird. Bird guarded by Kachi. Dort College. They get it. Smith. Smith. Bird. Bird. Three. Good. Tyler Bird with the three-point basket. He's got his first three. Dort College trails 5-2. Into the front court. Tyler Waltersdorf over to Trevor. Trevor to Kachi. Kachi right side. Goes over to Warner. Warner thinks about the three. Slips it off for Vogel. Vogel underneath Tyler. Tyler lay-in. Good. Tyler Waltersdorf with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 5-4. 5-4 our score. Concordia basketball. Bird working against Kachi. They pass right side Haywood. Haywood with it out front. He goes left side over to Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun to Smith. Smith looking. Lob pass over the top. Bertel. Bertel blocked on the play by Vogel. But a foul called on Jordan Vogel. That's foul number one on him. 16:48 left to play in the first half. Porter Bertel to shoot a pair of free throws. Bertel averaging 31 minutes per game this season. And you wonder at some point, will that wear on the big fella here as we head into the final week and a half of the season? First free throw, no good. He's got another one coming. Sedort College electing this afternoon to go with their more regular lineup, and that means Chris Severs coming off of the bench. I had thought they might start him, but instead they elected to go with T.J. Malone and trying to keep it as regular as possible on that post rotation. They get it underneath to Waltersdorf. Two players around him. Trevor, shot is up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Concordia. That's going to go on Barrett Braun. That's his first. Two free throws on the way for Trevor Waltersdorf. So Waltersdorf to shoot a pair, trying to tie it up here. Waltersdorf has shot 127 free throws this season and has now made 82 of them. Makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Severs is in. Vogel is out. Dort College will rotate those post players on Porter Bertel as much as possible. Try and keep him out of foul trouble as well. You can bet you're going to pick up some fouls against Bertel. Second free throw by Waltersdorf, no good. It's a one-point ball game. Concordia leading 6-5. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood will bring it up. Haywood across half court, working against Warner. Haywood will drive. Spin move, loses it. Kicks it back out. Smith. Smith will drive in, right side, scoops it up. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs with the outlet to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Waltersdorf into the front court, feeds Warner. Warner gets a ball screen. Warner back over to Kachi, catches fire, three, get in there! Three-point basket, Austin Kachi, and the Dort College defenders have their first lead of the ballgame at 8-6. 15:50 left to play in the first half. Dort College leading by a deuce. Haywood near midcourt, guarded by Warner. They pass right side over to Bird. Bird gives it underneath Bertel, working on Severs. Bertel, they double down on him. Bertel puts it up, and a foul called on the play against Chris Severs. Chris Severs picks up his first personal. Team foul number three on the defenders already. Our officials today, Dwayne Fiala, Aaron Entringer, and Jim Ricketts. Two veterans and one that I don't recall seeing before. First free throw by Bertel is good. He's got another one coming. Trevor Waltersdorf will check out. Sean Kaiser checks in. A second free throw on the way for Bertel. This one's up, and Bertel makes it as it skips off of the front iron and drops through. 8-8 our score. Cliff Warner into the front court. Dort College basketball, Kachi. Kachi, Tyler. Tyler, left side, Sean. Kaiser has the basketball. He gets it back over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi, another three. Got it. Bang, bang, bang. Back-to-back threes by Kachi. Dort College leads 11-8. Concordia with the basketball, bringing it up is Haywood. Haywood with it in between the circles. He comes back over to Bird. Concordia looking down low for Bertel. Bertel turns out of the post, gets it back over to Haywood. Haywood back over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith gives it up Haywood. Haywood with it in the corner. Haywood out front, Bird. Bird will drive in, puts up the floater off the glass, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Who's the foul going to go on? If it's on Severs, that's number two on him. And Chris Severs has just picked up his second personal. Team foul number four already on the defenders. And going to the free throw line will be Tyler Bird to try and complete the three-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf. Dort College leading by one, 11-10. Into the front court, left side it goes, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, right side, Cliff. Cliff on the basket. He gives it up to Tyler Waltersdorf. His layup is good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 4 points. Dort College leads 13-10. Concordia basketball, Haywood. Haywood guarded there by Warner. They fired into Bird. Bird fading away from Tancut. Pretty good ball player, Tyler Bird. He's an honorable mention All-American from a couple of years ago, if I remember correctly. He's got seven, and it's a one-point ball game, 13-12. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner passes right side, Kachi. Kachi, Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser back out front, Warner. Warner with the basketball, back over to Kachi. Kachi drops it in for Vogel. Vogel puts it up, short-armed it, no good, and the rebound is taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, driving in is Haywood. He angles off to the left side, gets it back over to Smith. He'll put up a straight-on three and hit it. Bo Smith with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 15-13. Down low it goes Vogel. Vogel puts it up, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Bertel. Foul number one on Bertel. So Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College down two, 15-13, 13:40 remaining in the first half. First free throw on the way for Vogel is up short, no good. Another one on the way for Jordan Vogel. Tyler Walterstorff and Austin Kachi check out. Checking in is Matt Vandekamp and Trevor Walterstorff. Second free throw on the way for Vogel. It's up and good. So Vogel makes it a one-point ball game at 15-14. Vogel makes one of two. Vogel playing with a personal foul. Seavers already on the bench with two. Concordia with the basketball. Haywood. Haywood feeds it right side over to Vogt. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt on the right wing looking for Haywood. He passes left side over to Smith. Beg your pardon, Braun. Braun will drive the lane. Puts up the runner. It's good. Braun with the two-point basket. Dort College trails 17-14. Cliff Warner with the basketball on the wing. Comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser back to Warner. Warner with the basketball, and we've got an illegal screen called on Jordan Vogel. So that foul called on Jordan Vogel, that's number two on him. 13 minutes left to play in the first half. Dort College down three. They give it to Vogt. Vogt muscles it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. He outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court is Warner. Warner with the basketball. He gives it inside Vogel. Vogel puts up the short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. We have a foul on the play called on Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number six already on the defenders. Concordia will bring the basketball up. Haywood. Concordia leading 17-14. Dort College in some foul trouble, though. Both their post players have two fouls apiece. Concordia with the basketball. They pass it off to Smith. Smith at the free throw line. He gives it back outside to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball looking inside for Houchin. They dump it back out. Driving the lane, nothing there for Smith. Smith to Houchin. Houchin double team. Gets it back over to Smith. Five to shoot. His shot no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Houchin. Houchin back to Braun. Braun to Haywood. Haywood with a basketball. Haywood will drive in against Warner. Gives it back over to Vogt. Vogt to Smith. Smith with a basketball. Right side, Braun. Braun back to Smith. Smith left side and thrown away as they tried to dump it down low to Houchin. Vandekamp checks out of the ballgame. Kaiser checks out. Tyler Walterstorff checks in. Jordan Vogel also checks out. So Concordia going, Dort College forced to go to a smaller lineup here with 11:52 left to play in the first half, down by three. Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Kachi, Warner, and Malone on the floor. They go high post to Walterstorff, back over to Warner. Warner will put up the three, made it. 3-point basket for Cliff. We're tied 17-17. Concordia basketball. They get it in to Vogt. Vogt with the basketball to Smith. Smith with the ball in the backcourt. Throws it left side. Vogt. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt down to the baseline. Puts it up. Shot is no good, but a blocking foul called. A blocking foul called on the Dort College defenders. That's going to be on Dort College's Tyler Waltersdorf, his first. Team foul number 7 already on the defenders. Vote to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Vote. Well, Coach Ross Dalma explaining to the official that he feels there was a travel violation missed at midcourt. And from my vantage point, certainly looked like a travel violation was missed as well. Chris Severs checks back in. Second free throw is up and good for Vote. So Vote makes them both. And the Concordia Bulldogs have a 19-17 lead. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, the storyline here will be how long can Dort College go with their post players. Porter Bertel checks back into the ballgame. Immediately, Chris Severs up off of the bench. So Dort College, both post players have two fouls each already. Concordia's already in the bonus, and while committing two fouls, Dort College tried to hammer it down low and didn't get foul calls. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Pass goes into the corner, Kachi. Kachi gives it up, Severs. Severs reverses over to Waltersdorf, back over to Tyler. Tyler to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi out front, Warner. Warner with the ball. Underneath it goes Severs. Severs puts it up in traffic, cut the hoop, and he's fouled, and that's number 2 on Bertel. Coach Ross Dalma had to take a calculated risk here. He had to bring a post player into the contest to face off with Bertel for two reasons. The first on the defensive end, obviously. The second, to try and get a foul on Bertel as well to even the playing field. And Severs gets the shot to go, and he's going to go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Severs shooting 70% from the charity stripe this season, and that one's up and down. Severs makes the free throw. Dort College leads 20-19. Houchin into the ballgame for Bertel. 10:50 left to play. They pass it over the top. Concordia basketball. Vote. Vote. Elbow jumper is in and out. No good. Rebound tapped. Taken down by Houchin, and Houchin's going to be called for traveling. Coach Grant Schmidt now up off of the bench, voicing his disapproval with the call for Concordia. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, if you're making both coaches angry, I suppose you're probably doing an equitable job. And that's the case here this afternoon. Get to the end of the season, everybody gets a little testy. Kachi underneath it goes Severs. Severs, hook shot in the lane, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Chris Severs with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders lead it 22-19. Well, now Jim Ricketts catching an earful from Grant Schmidt. DJ Malone checks into the ballgame. Cliff Warner will check out. I don't know if Grant had the suit. He didn't have a tie on today. I was going to say, if he did, he's thrown it away already. Coach Grant Schmidt over on the Concordia bench. Open collar. He's angry. And now his team trails by 4, 23-19. We're at the midpoint of the first half. Houchin with the basketball. Houchin passes it off, gets it over to Haywood. Haywood at the point, guarded there by Waltersdorf. Right side pass goes to Vogt. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt looks out front, gets it to Haywood. Haywood cut off by Waltersdorf. That's Trevor. We'll get you the lineups for both teams in just a moment. Pass goes up to Braun. Braun, jumper, top of the key. Two-pointer is good. Barrett Braun with 4 points, and the defender lead is 23-21. Dort College with the basketball and the two-point advantage. They go Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler out front goes to Austin Kachi. Kachi underneath it goes Severs. Severs puts it up, blocked by Houchin, gets his own shot back. It's good. Severs with 8. Dort College leads 25-21. So Severs with 8 points already. Pass comes right side, Vogt. Vogt out front, Haywood. Haywood left side, Smith. Line drive, 3, no good. Rebound tap controlled by Tyler Waltersdorf. Dort College has a chance to build on the 4-point lead. T.J. Malone with the basketball. He's on the wing. T.J. passes. Tyler Walthersdorf. Tyler Walthersdorf. Kachi. Kachi. Trevor. Trevor out front. T.J. Malone on the left wing. T.J. with the basketball. 20 to shoot. T.J. has it. Passes right side. Kachi. Step back three. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket. Austin Kachi. He's got nine, and he's got it rolling right now. Feed the hot hand, and Trevor Walthersdorf called for a foul on the sideline. And for Trevor, that is going to be foul number two. Mix and match time for Coach Ross Dalma. So Dort College will go with Severs, Kaiser Vogel, Kachi, and Malone. Dort College leading by seven, 28-21. Let's see if Dort College tries to find Austin Kachi again on the wing. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Haywood. Haywood makes it a six-point ball game again. A little bit of foul disparity this afternoon. Dort College working through it. They've got three players with two fouls each. Dort College leads 28-23 as Haywood makes both free throws. Into the front court is Malone. Now Vogt guarding Kachi closely. Pass goes left side over to Kaiser, and we've got a foul away from the ball. That's going to go on Vogt. Adam Vogt whistled for the personal. Team foul number four on the Concordia Bulldogs. Tyler Bird back into the game for Concordia. I would imagine Vogt's going to check out. 28-23, Dort College leading by five. Warner looking for the interior pass, and it's kicked by Barrett Braun. Austin Kachi on the low block. They'll inbound now with Kachi instead. Cliff Warner on the right wing. They get it into Kaiser. Kaiser, nothing there. Two players around him. Back over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner left side. Kaiser. Kaiser underneath to Severs. Severs out of the double team. Back over to Warner. Cliff down to the baseline. Cliff, tough shot. Can't get the angle. Rebound is tapped. Controlled by Severs. Severs unable to control it. Coming away with it is Haywood. Concordia with a chance to cut into the five-point lead. 8:16 remaining. Pass goes right side. Dort College 28, Concordia 23. Down to the baseline is Smith. Smith goes to Houchin. Houchin with the basketball working against Severs. He'll lay it up with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Dort College pressing. Into the front court is Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner into the corner. Kaiser. Kaiser jumper. 17-footer. Right wing good. Sean with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 30-23. That matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Concordia with the basketball. Bird. Bird gives it up to Houchin. Houchin guarded by Vogel. Houchin into the lane. His shot is off the glass. Good. Might have gotten away with a travel. We've got a timeout on the floor called. Charge to Concordia. 30-25, Dort College. By five. Timeout charge to the Bulldogs. Back with more after this. 7:31 left to play in the first half. Dort College 30, Concordia 25. Here come the defenders with the basketball. Bringing it up is Cliff Warner. Warner on the right wing. Warner looking for Kaiser. Now feeds it out front. Tyler Walthersdorf looking for the reversal. Austin Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Kick out Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner with the basketball on the right wing. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel against Houchin. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. And Jordan Vogel's shooting woes continue from the other night when he struggled at Dakota Wesley, and he's struggling this evening as well, or this afternoon as well. With the basketball is Haywood. They want to run a set. Zach Scharn back into the contest for Concordia for the first time. He's guarded by Kaiser. They reverse it over to Haywood. Haywood will drive baseline, reverses it back to Houchin. Houchin puts it up in traffic. Good. Houchin with four. Dort College leads 30-27. Left side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser gets it underneath Vogel, working against Houchin. Vogel, turnaround, hook shot in the lane is good. Jordan Vogel with five, and the Dort College defenders lead 32-27. Haywood with the basketball. He passes left side, Sharn. Sharn back out front to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball, Bird. Bird jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Snaps it over to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on the lead. Warner, 15-footer, left side, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sharn. Sharn with the basketball. He gets it away to Haywood. Haywood into the front court. His team down by five. Looking for his screen. Gets it outletted instead over to Smith. Smith guarded there by Tyler Waltersdorf. Pass comes left side. Bird. Bird to Haywood. Haywood. Back out front. Bird. Bird. Smith. Smith puts it on the floor. Floats it up. Shot no good on the weak side. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Door College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf, Jordan Vogel checking in. Trevor Waltersdorf, Chris Severs. I should say those two checking out. .539 left to go in the first half. Dort College, 32, Concordia, 27. So Concordia will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Barrett Braun is in. Smith is out. Dort College by five. Concordia to inbound the basketball. Haywood. Haywood throwing it in. Gets it in to Houchin. Houchin with the basketball. Braun. Braun. And we've got a foul on the play called before the shot on Kaiser. So Sean Kaiser whistled for his second. And free throws on the way for Schran. He's a 45% free throw shooter. One and one opportunity. Free throw is up, and the free throw no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Waltersdorf. He gets it over to Warner. Dort College leading by five. A chance to build on it. Left side pass over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi. Kachi catches, fires three. That one's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Over to Kaiser. Kaiser, three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket, Sean. He's got five. Dort College leads 35-27. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders at eight. Concordia with it in the backcourt. Haywood. Haywood across the timeline. Left side, Bird. Bird reverses Braun. Braun underneath Houchin. Houchin short arms it. No good, but he gets the tap in. Houchin with a two-point basket. He's got six. Dort College leads 35-29. Pass comes left side over to Kachi. Kachi draws the contact. No call made. Rebound taken away by Tyler Bird. Here comes Concordia, and we've got a foul called in the backcourt on Austin Kachi. Might have been a frustration foul that time on Kachi. Can't afford those this afternoon with Concordia and the double bonus already. It's team foul number 10 on the defenders. Dort College has not gotten to the bonus yet despite their attempts at forcing the ball inside. Free throw by Bird is up and good. Bird now with 8 points. Austin Kachi checks out. Vandekamp checks in. Dort College leads 35-30. So Dort College was up moments ago by eight. Concordia trying to cut it in half here with a free throw by Bird, a 73% free throw shooter. This one's up, rattles and drops. 9 points for Bird. Concordia leads, trails 35-31. 4:45 left to go in the half. With it is Warner. Warner on the left wing. Warner will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Too short. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Sharn. Quickly up the floor, Concordia. Bird's in the corner. Let's see if anybody finds him. Dort College in a zone, it appears. Concordia basketball. Bird. Bird goes high post. Sharn. Sharn back over to Bird. Bird with the basketball. Bird cross-court pass. Haywood. Haywood puts it on the deck. He's going to drive in, puts it up off the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball, jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball, I believe. And it is. 35-31, Dort College by four. Kaiser will inbound the basketball. Kaiser gets it into Warner. Warner will bring it up. Cliff with the basketball. He's at the top of the key, looking for Vandekamp. Goes right side. Now Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing, dump it down low for Severs. Severs, top of the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Sharn. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, 3:50 remaining in the first half. Haywood with it out front. They look for the slip screen. They get it down low, Houchin. Houchin, baseline jumper is good. He's looking much better today than he did the first meeting between these two ball clubs. He's got 8 first half points. 35-33, Dort College by 2. Warner, right side, Vandekamp. Vandekamp down low, Severs. Severs. Reverse layup is good. Chris Severs with 10. Dort College leads 37-33. Concordia with the basketball in the backcourt. Bird will bring it up. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. Bird with the basketball on the wing. Tyler Bird looking. Feeds it off for Haywood. Haywood shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Dort College by four. Into the front court is Warner. Warner drives. Nothing there. Left side. Back out to Kaiser. Kaiser, Vandekamp. Vandekamp looking down low for Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf trying to post up against Bird. Vandekamp gives it to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor in traffic. Dumps it off. Seavers dunk. Chris Seavers with 12. Dort College leads 39-33. Maybe that'll jumpstart the Dort College crowd. 2:40 remaining in the first half. Tyler Bird with the basketball. Bird with it out front, guarded by Trevor Walthersdorf. Tyler Bird on the left side, looking underneath for Houchin. They're still looking for Houchin. They get it back out front, Haywood. Haywood, Sharn, nothing there. Passes Braun. Braun into the lane, nothing there. Loses it, picks it back up. Back it comes Bird, five to shoot. They lob it underneath Houchin. Houchin trapped on the baseline. Into the corner and a shot clock violation. It'll be Dort College basketball. 2:06 remaining in the first half. Dort College with a defensive stop, and now they'll try to build on a six-point lead. Cliff Warner, Tyler Walthersdorf, Austin Kachi, Sean Kaiser, Jordan Vogel on the floor right now for the defenders. Dort College leading by six. Bringing it up will be Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner across half court. Cliff has it on the right wing. Still has it. Gives it Tyler Walthersdorf at the point. Left side, Kachi. Kachi with it on the wing, looking down low, Vogel. Vogel faces up, kicks it right side, Warner. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Warner gives it left side, Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped by Vogel, controlled by Houchin. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Concordia with the basketball. Bringing it up is Joel Haywood. Haywood guarded there by Kachi. Haywood wants to create. Dort College playing a zone. It looks like a 1-2-2. Smith to Bird. Bird, three, missed it. No good. Rebound Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Warner into the front court. Cliff will drive the lane. Puts up the floater. Got it! Two-point basket. Cliff Warner with five. Dort College leads 41-33. 1 minute and 8 seconds remaining in the half. Right side, Houchin. Houchin with the basketball. Houchin over to Trevor Walthersdorf. Trevor gives it up left side to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood on the left wing picks up his dribble. He gives it up to Smith. Smith lob pass over the top. Houchin. Houchin guarded by Walthersdorf. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler. 45 seconds left to go in the half. Up the floor, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel takes it up and he's fouled on the play. That is team foul number six on the Bulldogs. ...41-33 Dort College by eight. Two free throws on the way for Jordan Vogel. First free throw on the way for Vogel is up and good. Six for Vogel. Another free throw on the way, trying to make it a 10-point ball game. 41.5 seconds left. T.J. Malone will check into the ballgame if Vogel makes the free throw, and he does. 43-33, Dort College. They get Vogel off of the floor. Remember, he was playing with two. So Dort College will go with a small lineup here just to get to halftime with nobody picking up more fouls. Kaiser playing with two. He's in the backcourt. Smith with it, left side over to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. 5 second difference, shot clock, game clock. Taken away by Tyler. Tyler with the basketball, and Houchin runs him over. Brent Houchin, a foul 60 feet from the basket, runs over the top of Cliff Warner, and Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 28.9 seconds remaining in the first half. Dort College 43, Concordia 33. So Cliff with a 1-1 opportunity, trying to stretch out the Dort College lead. Cliff's free throw is up. In and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Concordia. Shot clock is off. Bulldogs with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Concordia. They'll hold for one. Tyler Bird with it. Bird hit the two-point basket that sent the game to overtime in Seward back in early January. He passes it back over to Haywood. Haywood driving in, nothing there. They pass it back over to Smith. Smith with the ball. He's going to step back, cast up a three, no good. Rebound Kachi. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Kachi, let's fly at the buzzer. No good off of the backboard. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 43, Concordia 33. Dort College with a 10-point advantage as we go to the locker room. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College holds a 10-point lead at halftime, 43-33. The Dort College defenders trailed early in this one. They were down 17-14. Tied it on a three, I believe, by Austin Kachi. Concordia retook the lead at 19-17, and Dort College took the lead for good for the remainder of the first half at 20-19. Dort College outscored Concordia from that point on, 23-14. To take the 10-point lead at halftime, 43-33. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to Dort College basketball. Dort College led unofficially by Chris Severs with 12 points. Tyler Bird has 9 for the Bulldogs. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lead at halftime 43-33. Here are the numbers for the first half. Dort College 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%. 5 for 9 on three-pointers, 55.6%. 6 of 9 on free throws, 66.7%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 11 of 26 from the floor, 42.3%. 2 of 5 on three-pointers, 40%. 9 for 12 on free throws, 75%. Concordia took a calculated risk at the end of the first half. Porter Bertel picked up his second foul with, I believe, about 9 or 10 minutes remaining in the half, and Coach Grant Schmidt elected to keep him on the bench with two personal fouls for the remainder of the half. And that allowed Dort College to get the 10-point lead that they have at halftime, 43-33. Dort College is led by Chris Severs individually with 12 points. He was 5 of 7 from the floor. 2 for 2 on free throws, back-to-back old-fashioned three-point plays. Austin Kachi, 9 points, all on threes. He was 3 of 5. 7 points for Jordan Vogel. 2 for 7 from the floor, 3 for 4 on free throws. 5 points for Cliff Warner, 5 points for Sean Kaiser. 4 for Tyler Walterstorff and 1 for Trevor Walterstorff for Dort College's total of 43. For the Concordia Bulldogs, Tyler Bird had 9. Bo Smith, 5. Brent Houchin, 8 points. He was 4 for 7 from the floor in the first half. As I said, he looked a lot better in the first half of this one than he did in the game down at Seward back in early January. Porter Bertel has 3 points, all of them on free throws. 2 points for Adam Boat. 2 points for Joel Haywood. 4 points for Barrett Braun. Rebounding, Concordia out-rebounded Dort College in the first half, 18-15. Dort College led in rebounds by Chris Severs with 3. 2 each for Cliff Warner, Trevor Walterstorff, Jordan Vogel, and Sean Kaiser. For Concordia, 5 rebounds for Brent Houchin. 4 for Zach Sharn. 3 for Barrett Braun. 2 for Bo Smith. Cliff Warner with 4 assists to lead the Dort College defenders. Concordia has 1 assisted basket in the first half of play. Concordia no steals in the first half. Dort College has 2 players with 1 steal each. They are Tyler Walterstorff and TJ Malone. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more at halftime. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading by 10 at halftime, 43-33. Long ways to go in this one, though. If I remember correctly, Concordia trailed at halftime of the game in Seward, Nebraska as well. And Dort College ended up having to come from behind to win that one. Coming up this week on KDCR, the Dort College women's and men's basketball teams have the week off, the midweek game off, as they draw the bye for the midweek contest. They'll be back in action 1 week from today when they travel to Creighton, Nebraska to take on the Doan College Tigers. You can hear that game on KDCR 88.5 FM. That will be at 2 and 4 o'clock in Crete. Taking a look at that Dort Concordia ball game back in Seward on January, I believe it ended up being January the 7th. Dort College led by 7 at halftime, 40-33. Concordia outscored Dort College 44-37 in the second half of that one. Porter Bertel ended up with 23 points, most of those points coming in the second half as they really hammered it down low. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with some halftime scores right after this. GPAC basketball scores from today. Men's play, partials, Morningside and Briarcliff. Nearing halftime, Morningside leads Briarcliff 37-32. Northwestern has a Baker's Dozen lead on Doan at halftime, 38-25. Mount Marty leads Hastings 24-20. Late in the first half of that one. Actually, they're about 6 minutes away from the end of that one, or the end of the first half. And the game you're listening to, Dort College and Concordia. Dort College leads Concordia by 10, 43-33. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast on KDCR made possible in part by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0774. Concordia with the basketball as we start the second half. Dort College by 10, Concordia basketball. Braun looking down low to Bertel. Bertel turns, works in against Vogel, throws it away. It's near midcourt, and it's chased down into the backcourt by Concordia, and Dort College will get it on the over and back violation. So Dort College with the basketball after Concordia turns it over on their first possession of the second half. Cliff Warner with the basketball. They go to a pick and roll. Warner passes over to Kachi. Kachi to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Vogel. Vogel gives it up. Walterstorff. Walterstorff leans in. His shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Trevor Walterstorff. Trevor Walterstorff relentless on the glass. He gets the shot to go. Dort College leads 45-33. With the basketball stolen away by Warner. Warner with it. Warner driving in. Feeds Kachi. Kachi free throw line jumper. Left it. Short no good. Rebound tapped. It's taken by Dort College. Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner step back on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Gives to Vogel. Dort College will reset it. Cliff with the basketball on the left side. Cliff picks up his dribble. He gets it back over to Vogel. Vogel back to Warner. Warner reverses Walterstorff. Walterstorff 17-footer. Got it. Back-to-back buckets by Trevor Walterstorff to start the second half. Dort College leads 47-33. Concordia basketball. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. Driving in, right hand, left side is Barrett Braun. He's got 6 points. He took it in against Jordan Vogel. Vogel didn't want to pick up the foul. Warner with a basketball on the right wing. Cliff with it. Bounce pass. Vogel. Vogel with the dunk. Vogel hammers it down. Jordan Vogel with 9 points. Dort College leads 49-35. 18-12 left to play in the ball game. Concordia basketball. Haywood out front, guarded by Walterstorff. They'll go to a pick and roll right side. Instead, they feed it to Tyler Bird. Bird with it on the wing. Bird gives it up. Smith, and he loses it. I beg your pardon, that was Braun. Barrett Braun. That might be the second turnover in this half against Braun. Dort College with a chance to extend the lead. 49-35, Dort College by 14. 17:50 left to play in the game. Into the front court is Cliff Warner. Warner on the right side. He gets around him. Shot no good. Took it in against Bertel, and Bertel was able to bother him enough that he missed the shot. Here comes Concordia with the basketball. Haywood with it. Taken away by Warner. 49-35 our score. Dort College has a foul called on Cliff Warner. And Warner gets called for the foul at midcourt. So for Cliff, that's number one. Haywood with the basketball. They look for a pick and roll. Haywood now working against Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler checked in for Trevor, still in the ballgame. Beg your pardon. Pass goes to Bertel, facing up against Vogel. Comes back right side, Smith. Smith driving in. Stripped by Warner. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 17-13 remaining in the ballgame. They'll try to get it into Bird. Instead, they get it out front. Smith. Smith, three. Good. Well, beg your pardon, that's Braun. I'm getting those two mixed up. Braun is 32, Smith is 34. Dort College leads by 11, 49-38. Comes back to Kachi. Kachi, right side Warner. Warner to Tyler Waltersdorf. Bounces it left side over to Warner. Warner back over to Tyler, and the ball's tipped, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf. A turnover on the defenders. And the Concordia Bulldogs with a chance to make it a single-possession ballgame. 16:52 remaining, ball game. Concordia will bring it up. This is Haywood. Haywood driving right side. Stopped, stripped, taken away by Warner. Waltersdorf forced the turnover. Warner into the front court. Warner out front, Kachi. Kachi on the right wing, Tyler. Tyler, ball fake, back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, Trevor. Trevor on the wing. Underneath, Vogel. Vogel working against Bertel. Comes back over to Warner. Warner back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf underneath to Trevor. Trevor's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Bringing it up is Joel Haywood. Haywood stops. He feeds left side Bird. Underneath Bertel. Bertel layup good. His first field goal of the basketball game. It's a 9-point ball game. 49-40. 16 minutes left to play in the game. Warner with the basketball. Warner out front, looking, passes over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel, short arms the shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Pass, Haywood. Haywood at the point. Haywood trying to run in isolation. They got Bird now on the wing. Tyler Bird with the basketball. Comes back over, driving in. Layup is good. And the Concordia Bulldogs have an opportunity at a three-point play opportunity. Barrett Braun with the two-point basket. He's got seven of his team's 9 points in the second half. And the Dort College lead that was 14 is now seven. And Braun will go to the free throw line to shoot. Foul number three on Tyler Waltersdorf. 15:30 remaining, ball game. Dort College 49, Concordia 42. Barrett Braun with 11 points. Make it 12. He's got an old-fashioned three-point play now, and the defenders lead 49-43. Sean Kaiser passes over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, left side, Kachi. Kachi underneath Severs. Severs working in against Bortel, and the two-point basket is good for Severs. He's got 14. And the Dort College defenders lead 51-43. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College by 8, 51-43. Concordia with the basketball after the timeout. That was the first timeout charged to Dort College. Bird will drive in. He kicks it left corner over to Smith. Smith gives it up, Braun. Braun, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped by Bertel, kept it alive, and he taps it in. Dort College unable to keep Bertel off of the glass, and the Dort College lead is 51-45. A byproduct of Bertel being on the bench with foul trouble in the first half was he is rested. Severs working against Bertel, puts it up off the glass, good. Chris Severs with the two-point basket. He's got 16, and the defenders lead 53-45. Into the front court is Haywood. Haywood goes right side back over to Bird. Bird with the ball. Bird goes left side, Braun. Braun will drive in, lost it. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be North College basketball. Let's see if the defenders hammer it down low again to Chris Severs. Severs and Bertel just banging away down low. And the North College defenders bring it up. With it is Warner. Warner, right side, Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser, Walthersdorf on the left wing. Trevor looking down low, instead feeds it out front. Warner, Warner, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Who's it going to go against is my question. Bo Smith. Two players in the vicinity. Smith gets the personal. Trevor Walthersdorf with his third field goal of the day and his third field goal of the second half, for that matter. Free throw by Walt is up and good. So Trevor makes the free throw. Old-fashioned three-point play. North College leads 56-45. 56-45. North College by 11. Concordia with the basketball. Smith looking. He goes out front. Bertel. Bertel to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. He's going to drive down to the baseline. Wraps it around. Shot no good. Rebound sucked down by Walthersdorf. Into the front court is Warner. Warner stops. Feeds. Diagonal pass. Kachi. Three-pointer. No good. And the ball ends up off of the heel. Up off of the score clock. And out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. So North College going with the jumbo lineup here. They're going with the two posts in at the same time. That's Vogel and Severs. Let's see if they're able to defend. That's the bigger question. They'll be able to pound it down low on offense, but can you defend on the other end? Braun with the three. He hit it. Barrett Braun with the three. He's got the hot hand. North College leads 56-48. North College by eight. Pass left side, Trevor. Trevor looking down low. Instead goes Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner looking down low for Severs. They lob it to Severs. Severs, hook shot in the lane with the left hand. Good. Chris Severs with 18. Dort College leads 58-48. Defensive change here for the defenders. Looks like man-to-man. No, Bird got free. Get a hand up. Bird misses. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser outlets Warner. Here comes Dort College. Warner with a basketball. Looking down low for Severs. Instead Kaiser. Kaiser back to Severs. Severs, a left-handed hook, no good. Rebound tap, Vogel keeps it alive. Back over to Warner, three-pointer, Clifford, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Concordia, Bo Smith. Smith with a basketball, he gives it off to Haywood. Haywood with it out front. Haywood's going to drive in. He kicks it left side, Braun, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by North College. Here comes Warner. Warner with a basketball, and he is fouled on the play. Reaching across was Barrett Braun. Braun whistled for the personal, his second. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Tyler Walthersdorf is in. Trevor Walthersdorf is out. Brett Houchin checks into the ballgame. Checking out will be Bo Smith. Also checking in for Concordia is Adam Boat. Checking out Tyler Bird. I like this matchup now for the defenders. Let's see if they can take advantage. Warner with the basketball, picks up his dribble. He goes left side over to Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf-Vogel at the point, goes right side Vogel. Warner. Warner wants to direct traffic. He goes out front, Vogel. Vogel, Kaiser. Kaiser, pass deflected, picked up by Cliff. Cliff with it at the point. He goes left side over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs puts it up in traffic, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And I believe that's going to go on Bertel. That's number three on him if it is. That's going to go on Bertel. That's number three on Bertel. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Severs with 18. North College pounding it down low. Trying to build back the lead. That was once 14. First free throw by Chris, no good. Another free throw on the way for Severs. 11:45 left to go in the game. North College by 10. Second free throw on the way for Severs is up. He got his knees into that one. It's an 11-point ball game. Concordia with a basketball, trailing by 11, 59-48. Into the front court with a basketball is Haywood. They look for the ball screen from Houchin. Haywood, unable to slip through. Now he gets it on the left wing. Comes back over to Boat. Boat with it. Mismatch out front. Dort College will switch off. Warner will pick up Boat now. Dort College switching on the screens out front. They pass it to Braun. Braun will drive in. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good there for the rebound. And the putback is Bertel. Bertel with a two-point basket. He's got nine. And Grant Schmidt wants a timeout with his team down 59-50. 11:15 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College basketball after the timeout. 11:15 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Vogel with it on the perimeter. He goes over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Seavers, and Seavers, they double down on him and swipe it away. Concordia with the basketball, trailing by nine. Concordia bringing it up with it is Haywood. Haywood looking down low for Houchin. They lob it down low for Houchin. Houchin matched up with, puts up the shot, gets it to go. Brent Houchin with 10 points, and the Dort College defender lead is back to 7 at 59-52. Well, last time they lobbed it down low to Seavers, they brought the double team hard. They swiped it away. Let's see if they do it again. Comes over to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi to Seavers. Reverses Walterstorff. Walterstorff right side Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel facing up against Houchin. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. He's got nine. Dort College leads 61-52. 10-12 left to play in the game. Concordia with the basketball. Haywood. Haywood looking. He's going to drive in, puts it up, no good, but he got bailed out on the play. The official from the far wing made the call. Austin Kachi whistled for his second. And Haywood will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Team foul number four on the defenders. Free throw by Haywood is good. Haywood with three. So Dort College right now with Malone, Kachi, Kaiser, and Vogel on the floor. 10:04 remaining in regulation. Dort College 61, Concordia 53. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good, and it's a 61-54 ball game again. Dort College by 7. T.J. Malone with the basketball. He passes left side Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Sean has it on the wing. Feeds it down low for Vogel. Vogel against Bertel. They get it back outside. Vogel puts it up. Shot blocked, but a foul on the play. Wow. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, I guess. But you got the official out near midcourt making that call when it's happening down on the baseline. So Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The second time we've seen the official out near midcourt end up making that call. 62-54, Vogel makes the first free throw. Another one on the way. So Vogel trying to make it a 9-point game again and rims it no good. North College not consistent on their free throw shooting. Third game this week, and maybe we're seeing some of the effects of that right now. Haywood with the basketball out front, guarded by Kaiser. Concordia also playing their third game of the week. Comes over to Vogt. Vogt, three, no good. Rebound, Bertel, and he's going to be called for an over-the-back foul. It's foul number four on him. So that's foul number four on Bertel. Bertel goes over the back. Sean Kaiser went up after it. And the foul called on the Concordia Bulldogs. 9:20 remaining in regulation. T.J. Malone with the basketball. T.J. has it on the left wing. Gets it out front. Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff right side. Austin Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Vogel. Vogel, they double team him. Ball's tipped. Controlled by Malone. Malone with the basketball. T.J. will kick it off left side. Walterstorff inside. No good. Rebound tapped. And now an over-the-back foul called on Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi whistled for his third personal. Dort College will show pressure defense. 9:01 left to play in the game. Dort College by 8. Concordia bringing it up. with it in the backcourt is Haywood. Haywood goes to Vogt. Vogt with it on the right wing. Vogt guarded there by Malone. Back over to Haywood. Haywood looking down low for Houchin. York College post players haven't picked up their third fouls. They can afford to play it aggressively now. Vogt with the basketball. He comes right side. They get it back over to Haywood. Haywood, step back three, got it. Three-point basket for Haywood. Haywood now with seven, I believe, and the Dort College lead is 62-57. T.J. Malone into the front court. He passes right side Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi, Kachi, Malone. Malone with the basketball on the right wing. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, left side, Kachi. Kachi, three ball, rainbow, no good. Rebound fought for, tip controlled by Vogt. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt. They get it to Houchin. Are looking for Houchin down low now. They get it back over to Haywood. Haywood, Smith. Smith down to the baseline. Smith guarded by Vogel, and Vogel is called for the foul. Jordan Vogel whistled for his third. Cliff Warner will check in. Chris Severs will check in. Vogel and Malone will check out. Dort College leading by five, 62-57. Much like they did on Wednesday, Concordia making a run back at their opponent in the second half. So Concordia will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Haywood. Haywood to Houchin. Houchin right side. Braun. Braun gets it to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith back over to Braun. Shot no good. Rebound tapped, and we've got a foul called over the back on Concordia. Foul called on Braun as his third. And Dort College will come the other way. Let's see if Dort College can get some separation again. They lead by 5, 62-57. Cliff Warner into the front court. Dort College needs a bucket. Warner with it on the right wing. Cliff with it. Still has the dribble. Passes out front. Kachi, Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Walt. Walt puts it up, blocked. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball, Haywood. Haywood on the right wing. Haywood comes back to Vogt, and Vogt throws it away. Dort College will get it back, 7:15 remaining. Concordia has used their timeouts for rest. They don't use a lot of players. They squeeze a lot of minutes out of their top six. Warner with the basketball, Dort College by five. Back over to Cliff. Cliff on the right wing, guarded by Haywood. Cliff picks up his dribble, passes over to Kachi, Kachi with it. Kachi at the top of the key, right side Warner, 15 to shoot. Warner with the basketball. Warner, 15-footer, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Severs, back over to Warner. Warner on the right wing, comes back left side Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser looking down low, instead comes back over to Cliff. Cliff to Severs. Severs outside Kachi, Kachi, Warner, Warner. Outside, Kaiser, three ball on the way. Get in there! Three-point basket! Sean Kaiser, he's got eight, and the Dort College defenders call a timeout. 65-57, Sean Kaiser, 8 points today, and they've all been big ones. 65-57, timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. We'll be back with more right after this. 65-57, Dort College by 8. Concordia bringing it back the other way. 6:25, Dort College just used their second timeout of the basketball game. They've got four remaining. Concordia with the basketball, Haywood. Haywood to Vogt. Vogt comes left side, Smith. Smith with the basketball, back over to Vogt. Vogt to Haywood. Haywood, three, got it. He answers back, the freshman. He's got 10. And the defenders lead 65-60. Into the front court, Dort College basketball. Sean Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs against Houchin. Back outside, Sean Kaiser. Back to Kaiser now. Kaiser at the free throw line. Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Tyler passes out front. Warner. Warner. Kaiser. Kaiser underneath. Waltersdorf reverse layup. Good. Trevor Waltersdorf with 10. Dort College leads 67-60. Concordia with the basketball, Haywood. Haywood on the ring. He comes back out front. Braun. Braun to Vogt. Vogt to Smith. Smith left baseline. Dort College by 7. Vogt with the basketball. He comes back over to Haywood. Haywood to Braun. Braun to Houchin. Houchin underneath. Houchin, nothing there. Comes back out to Braun. Braun with it on the right wing. He's going to launch a long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Tyler Walthersdorf, and he's fouled from behind by Houchin. Houchin looks gassed right now. Endort College will walk the other way and shoot free throws. That is foul number four on Brent Houchin. Tyler Walthersdorf with a one-and-one opportunity here. Walt, the freshman from Sioux Center, with 4 points. 67-60, Dort College by seven. Free throw by Tyler is up and good. Couldn't see it. Coach Ross Dalma, better door than window. Now he'll slide over on the sideline just a bit, back into the coach's box. That way I can see the basket. 68-60, Dort College by eight. Second free throw by Tyler. Up and down, he's got six. And the defenders lead 69-60. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia basketball in the backcourt. Haywood. Ball nearly tipped by Dort College. Concordia tracks down the loose ball in the corner. They get it back out to Haywood. Haywood will drive in, puts it up, and we've got a charging foul called on the Concordia Bulldogs and Haywood. I certainly thought Tyler Walthersdorf had slid over. Looked like he got set. He was well outside the charge ring. And the Dort College defenders with a chance to build on the 9-point lead. 5:02 remaining. Porter Bertel on the floor playing with four personals. We'll see if Dort College can hammer it down low to Chris Severs. They pause for a moment to wipe some of the moisture up off of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dort College works it down. Try the post-entry pass, and it's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane on the three-point line. They get it in to Kaiser. 25 to shoot for the defenders. Warner drops it inside for Severs. They double-team him. Little hook shot in the lane. Cut the hoop, and he's fouled. Chris Severs, 21 for the big fellow from Huxley, Iowa. And the Dort College defenders lead 71-60, an opportunity to reestablish a 12-point lead. They've led by as many as 14. Free throw on the way is up and good for Severs. Severs today, 4 for 5 from the charity stripe, and the defenders lead by a dozen, 72-60. 4:40 and counting. Tyler Bird into the front court. Bird's pass is tipped by Tyler Walthersdorf. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Dort College trying to ride this one out now, leading by a dozen. They pass it back over to Joel Haywood. Haywood will put up another three, missed it. Get the rebound, Severs. Chris Severs with the outlet pass over to Tyler Walthersdorf. Dort College can run a little clock now. Cliff Warner into the front court. Cliff at the free throw line. He dumps it off for Tyler. Comes back right side, Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball underneath Severs. Severs against Bertel, off of the glass, no good. Rebound, Tyler Walthersdorf fighting for it. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball and a fresh 35. Cliff Warner comes over to visit with assistant coach Darren Kaiser. They call the out-of-bounds play. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. So Derek Kaiser, some words of advice. Now Warner gets it inbounded. Kaiser, Sean Kaiser with it. Goes right side over to Cliff. Cliff to Tyler Walthersdorf. Comes left side over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing. Dort College can stretch it out here with a bucket. They get it underneath Walthersdorf. Severs. Three-pointer. Kaiser in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Smith. Concordia with the basketball. Down 12. 3:50 and counting. That's more important right now. With the basketball is Haywood. Haywood on the right wing. Dort College needs one more stop. Pass goes over to the top to Bertel. Short-armed it. No good. That's the fatigue. Three games in the 1 week. Warner stops, pops, 10-footer, plants it. No good off the back iron. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Dort College up a dozen. Kaiser checks out of the ballgame. Vogel's in. Here's your players for Dort College right now. You got the two Walters, Storfs, Warner, Kachi, and Vogel. Pass goes over the top. Braun. Braun will drive down to the baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it back over to Smith. Smith throws up a three and he hit it. Bo Smith with eight. Dort College leads 72-63. 3:19 left to go in this one. This one is not over yet. Dort College by nine with a basketball when we resume play right after this. 72-63, Dort College by nine. Inbounding is Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will hand it off to Warner. Concordia will play half-court defense. Dort College will continue to try and pound it down low, I would imagine. Tyler with the basketball out front. Kachi. Kachi, Cliff. Cliff Warner on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Vogel high post. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Tyler. Tyler gives it up. Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up off the glass. Good against Porter Bertel. Bertel couldn't afford to go after it hard. He is saddled with four personals. Haywood passes over to Smith. Smith to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood's pass to Bird. 2:42 left to play. Dort College leading 74-63. Steal by Warner. Gets it left side over to Kachi. Dort College can run clock. Dort College, 2 minutes and 33 seconds away from clinching at least a share of the GPAC title. Concordia on defense. Kachi tries to feed it down low for Vogel. It's deflected. Kachi gives it off to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in the lane. His shot is good. Trevor's got 12. Dort College leads 76-63. Their biggest lead was 14 in the second half. They lead by 13 right now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Left side pass, Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith looking. Feeds it out front to Braun. Braun back over to Smith. He catches, fires the three. Weak side, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Warner. 1:50 remaining. Into the front court is Warner with the basketball. Warner has the basketball on the right side. Cliff with it at the point. He comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Comes back right side. Tyler Waltersdorf. 1:38 remaining. They slip it off to Vogel. Vogel with the dunk! Jordan Vogel brings the fans to their feet. Dort College leads 78-63. It certainly looks like Dort College is going to ride this one through. Concordia with the basketball. They pass it underneath Bertel, and Bertel is fouled on the play. 1:19 remaining. Dort College leads 79-65, pending a free throw. Jordan Vogel just got called for his fourth personal. Tyler Waltersdorf will check out of the basketball game. Waltersdorf playing in place of the injured Kyle Lindberg today. 78-65, 78-66 now. And Concordia will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College by a dozen, 1:19 remaining. Back with more after this. Waltersdorf gets the ball inbounded. Here come the Dort College defenders with the basketball. Cliff Warner in the backcourt. He gets it over to Kachi. Kachi with it. Back over to Cliff Warner. Dort College in front. And Cliff Warner is fouled on the play by Vogt. Not the player you want to foul if you're Concordia. Double bonus time for Dort College and Cliff Warner. Warner with 5 points today. Trying to make it a 14-point ball game. Porter Bertel waiting at the scorer's table to check in for the Bulldogs. First free throw by Warner is up and through. He's got six. Another free throw on the way. 1:08 remaining. Dort College going for their 25th win of the season. That would match a school record in wins in a year. T.J. Malone, another will check into the ballgame. Cliff Warner will check, makes the free throw. Austin Kachi will check out. Warner now with seven. Dort College leads 80-66. Should be academic at this point. Malone, Warner, Trevor Waltersdorf, Jordan Vogel, and Chris Severs on the floor for the defenders. Haywood throws it away. Dort College basketball. 1:03 remaining. Dort College up 14, 80-66. Vogt checks in. Checking out is Porter Bertel. So it'll be Dort College basketball. They get it into Severs. Severs to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball, and Waltersdorf is fouled in the backcourt by Tyler Bird. Tough week for Concordia this week. They will have lost three games in a row if this score holds up. Matt Vandekamp will check into the ballgame. Trevor Waltersdorf trying for two more here. Walt with 11 points in the second half, make it 12. 81-66, Dort College in front. Final home game of the regular season for the defenders. A win today seals it that they'll at least toast two. And Trevor Waltersdorf will check out of the basketball game for the defenders. 82-66, Dort College by 16. Concordia basketball, Vogt on the right wing. Vogt will drive in, and we've got a foul called before the shot. Dort College by 16, their biggest lead of the ballgame, 82-66. 54 seconds remaining. Severs and Vogel will check out. Nick Wilson checks in along with James Reilersdam. Dort College by 16, their biggest lead of the ballgame. Vogt's second free, or his first free throw is up and good. Vogt with three. He's got another one coming. Dort College by 15. Vogt, another free throw. This one's up and good. So Vogt makes both free throws. And the Dort College lead is 82-68. Timeout on the floor, charge to Concordia. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Seconds remaining. Dort College inbounding. They get it into Warner. Warner in the backcourt, and he's fouled immediately by Adam Vogt. Vogt whistled for his third personal. Dort College by 14. Cliff Warner will shoot a pair. He's got 7 points. So two free throws on the way for Warner. Can make it a 16-point ball game again. First one is up and down. He's got another one coming. Warner with a second free throw. He's got 8. Ben Sitzma will check into the ball game for the defenders. That one's up and down for Warner. Warner now with 9. And the Dort College defenders leading by 16, 84-68. Concordia with the basketball. They'll be inbounding length of the floor to go. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Sitzma, Vandekamp, Malone, Wilson, and Reilersdam. With it on the right side, new player for Concordia, that's Joey Werning. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wilson. Wilson gives it to Vandekamp. Vandekamp in the backcourt. Vandekamp trapped underneath the basket. He calls for a timeout. 38.4 seconds remaining. Nunia Saponamoa will check into the ballgame as well for the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By Borenson's Avoid and Handling Gravel and Excavation Needs on the web at Borenson's.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Also by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 38.4 seconds remaining. For those of you wondering about the game in Sioux City right now, at Morningside, it's Morningside 68, Briarcliff 64. We got a ways to go in that one. That's got 7:31 remaining. Free throws on the way for Vandekamp. It's foul number 4 on Adam Vogt. And James Reilersdam will shoot the free throws. Reilersdam, a sophomore from Sioux Center, shooting two. First one is up, no good. Sitzma will check out of the ballgame. T.J. Malone will check out. Second free throw on the way for Reilersdam is up. That one's good. So Reilersdam makes one of two. Nord College leads 85-68. Concordia with the basketball. Werning. Werning on the right side lost it. Sapanamoa knocks it free, and it'll be Concordia basketball. Well, in a flurry of action in Sioux City, Briar Cliff has just taken a two-point lead with 6:30 left to go in the game, 70-68 over there. A win today by the defenders combined with the Briar Cliff loss. Dort College clinches the championship outright. Three-pointer on the way by Vogt, misses, no good. 16 seconds left. Vandekamp's in the backcourt, and that'll do it. 10 seconds left. Vandekamp across half court. Picks up his dribble, passes it over to Sitzma. Sitzma with the basketball, gives it up to Vandekamp, and that's the ball game. Our final score, Dort College 85, Concordia 68. A 17-point win for the defenders this afternoon. Dort College now 25-3 in the conference, 25-3 overall, 16-3 in the conference. Concordia loses their third game of the week. They fall to 6-12 in the conference, 12-15 overall. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and the Wireless World postgame show. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders win by 17, 85-68. The Dort College defenders led for good at 20-19, went into the locker room up 43-33. Concordia got as close as 5 in the second half at 65-60. And the Dort College defenders win by 17, 85-68. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, post-game, the Dort College defenders presented with their first ever Great Plains Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Championship Trophy. They've assured themselves of at least a share of the title with their victory here this afternoon, 85-68. They can win it outright with a win next week at Doan, or if Briar Cliff loses at any point, Dort College clinches it outright. Currently in Sioux City, as we keep an eye on things over there, it is Briar Cliff by 5, 77-72. Now it's a two-point game, 76-74, beg your pardon. Briar Cliff leads Morningside with 3:56 left to go in a game that looks like it will go right down to the wire. This one did not go down to the wire. The Dort College defenders established a 10-point lead in the first half, led by as many as 14 in the second half early. Concordia made one run back at them, got to within 5, and then the Dort College defenders clinch it down the stretch, 85-68. For the Dort College defenders, if my math is correct, they outscored Concordia 20-8 over the final 7.5 minutes or so to win it, 85-68. Dort College was led today by Chris Severs. 22 points for the big fella down low. He was 9 of 13 from the floor, 4 for 5 on free throws. He led Dort College with 22. Dort College 30 of 59 from the floor, 6 for 14 on threes, 19 for 25 on free throws, for 50.8% from the floor, 42.9% for threes, 76% on free throws. For Concordia, they were 23 of 51 from the floor, 45.1%. 7 of 18 from the three-point line for 38.9%. And free throws, 15 of 18 for 83.3%. The Concordia Bulldogs rebounded by Dort College, 31-30 Dort College. And we will bypass the rest of the numbers for right now on the Wireless World postgame show as Coach Ross Dalma takes a seat beside me, and we'll get him on his way. Dort College wins 85-68. Coach, your team established themselves late in the first half, got a 10-point lead, and then showed some grit when Concordia made that charge back at you, and played pretty well down the stretch to get a 17-point win. Congratulations on the victory.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. You're right. I think the end of the first half was where we kind of gained some momentum and never felt like we really lost it. Thought that we just kind of kept it there most of the way. And Concordia did make some runs, but our guys played with poise and finished it out. We didn't try to complicate things. We went through the post, and they either delivered or made some nice kick-out passes, and I thought our guys were very patient offensively.
You made a calculated gamble in the first half. You had both players with two fouls each. You decided to bring them back and stay in that rotation. Explain the thought process when you're thinking about that, because if those guys pick up their third, it's mix and match time for a long time, Coach.
It is, but I thought also, too, that they have their best post player on the bench, and I thought we had an opportunity to really go at them and seize the momentum, which ended up paying off for us. But, there's no doubt there's some risks involved, but I trust our guys to play smart, disciplined ball and keep themselves out of those predicaments, and they did that.
How important was it for your team to make some three-point shots early in this afternoon's basketball game?
Big. Austin shots, three-point shots early were critical. He obviously spends a lot of time in the gym. He's got a nice-looking stroke, and he delivered some shots early. Sean Kaiser hit some, and Cliff Warner, he did his thing too. So that was good.
You were able to pound the ball down low. Chris Severs, I don't know if this is a career high for him or not, but 22 points, very productive, very efficient, only 13 shots to do that, and he delivered for you today.
Chris has been outstanding the last 3 weeks since the Nebraska Wesleyan game a few weeks ago. He has really been a difference maker for our team, and today was no exception. He and Jordan really did some good things there and in the post, and Trevor was very active too. 5 for 8. Capitalize on his foul shots. Another solid night for him as well. And just a good, efficient team effort. 19 of 25 from the foul line. Nothing flashy, but we did a good job of just executing, I thought, today.
You started T.J. Malone today. A couple things there. Senior day for one. He's your only senior on the roster. But secondly, that kind of kept things intact in terms of your substitution pattern down low. Did that factor in as well, that you wanted to, rather than starting Chris and Jordan on the floor together, that you got into your regular flow?
That was the factor. We just felt that we needed to always have a big body in to guard Bertel at any point in time. And starting Chris and Jordan, we probably need to go give them a hook, for a short span, and we didn't want Bertel to go crazy during that span. So that's why we continue to stagger them. And, we're able to do that because, Chris is just plays to win and he doesn't have an ego. And, it's a luxury and certainly speaks volumes to his character.
You were presented with a Great Plains Athletic Conference championship trophy following the conclusion of this one. And we still have to wait and see if you wrap up the number one seed. But a reward here with a week left to go in front of the home crowd that they could share in that presentation and can see the reward for a lot of hard work and a lot of hours over the past season.
Yeah, it was a great script, being able to do it in front of these fans who have certainly made this a memorable season for our kids. The support that they bring and the enthusiasm they bring to DeWitt Gymnasium has been outstanding. And that is as much of the experience these kids will recall as anything. And so it was important for us to do that. It's also important for us to do it early. It gives us a week now to maybe have a little bit of a luxury in terms of what to do with Kyle Lindbergh's injury. Well, hopefully he'll be back next Saturday, but a lot will depend on what transpires in the next 48 to 72 hours.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Congratulations. At the beginning of the week, I said this could be one of the best weeks in Dort College basketball, and we both thought at the time as well, a road trip to Hastings, a road trip to the Corn Palace, and then a home game with Concordia, team that took you to overtime. A lot of things could have gone the other way, but a great week for Dort College men's basketball this week.
It was, Mike. It was outstanding, and there were a lot of miles put on between Monday night and this afternoon. And our guys did a good job of just staying with it. I don't think that the two away games were outstanding in terms of our play, but they were tough. And I thought tonight, we did a good job of just, like I said, being efficient and sticking to what we do best.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College led by Chris Severs, 22 points. 16 for Jordan Vogel. He was 6 of 12 from the floor, 14 for Trevor Walthersdorf, 5 for 8. 9 points each for Cliff Warner and Austin Kachi, 8 for Sean Kaiser, 6 for Tyler Walthersdorf, 1 point for James Reilersdam. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 15 for Barrett Braun, 12 for Porter Bertel, 10 for Joel Haywood, 9 for Tyler Bird, 8 for Bo Smith, 10 for Brent Houchin, 4 for Adam Vogt. For Concordia, Bo Smith had 6 rebounds. Brent Houchin had 6 rebounds, 4 each for Barrett Braun and Porter Bertel. For the Dort College defenders, Tyler Walthersdorf, 7 rebounds. Trevor Walthersdorf, 6. Chris Sievers with 5 as we do the rundown on the Wireless World post-game show. Cliff Warner ends up with 6 assists and 3 steals in 35 minutes of play. Barrett Braun has 3 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Hopefully we have a final basketball score to tell you about. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, with under a minute left to go in Sioux City. It's Morningside 81, Briarcliff 79. We'll try to tread water for just a little while. Northwestern leads Doan 92-69. And that one just about ready to go final. So Northwestern will improve to 13-5 in the conference. And in the meantime, Doan will fall. They drop to 5-13. Mount Marty will lose to Hastings. 2:19 left to go. That's a 17-point ball game, 85-68. So we can give Mount Marty a loss. They'll drop to 6-12. Hastings will improve to 6-12. That's going to be a fight yet for that eighth spot in the conference tournament. And still in the holding pattern, Morningside leads Briarcliff 81-79 with 52 seconds remaining. Morningside by 2. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ironton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. 6 seconds left to go in Sioux City. Morningside and Briarcliff tied up at 81-81. Let's take one more two-minute break, and if that one goes to overtime, we'll sign it off. Two-minute break. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders have just beaten Concordia, and in Sioux City, they are going to overtime. 81-81, Morningside and Briarcliff heading to overtime. So we're going to sign it off for this evening's basketball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College loses to Concordia in women's play today, 71-64. Men's basketball, Dort College wins and clinches at least a share of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship with an 85-68 win over Concordia. And Briarcliff and Morningside are headed to overtime in Sioux City. If you're a Dort College fan, you want Morningside to pull that one out and give Dort College the championship outright. But we'll have to wait another 5 minutes at least of playing time to get into that. So we're going to sign it off. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.